I met Mindy Aller and Ryan Hall in the parking lot of a bike museum and repair shop in Pittsburgh. That's fitting because the pair were close to completing a cross-country cycling trip to get people thinking about their use of fossil fuels and solutions for climate change.
I'm brand new to cycling. I just started this summer. It's been a real experience.
I'm sure that's an understatement.
Yes.
We'll ask people, are you bicyclists? And they're like, no. I'm like, do you have a bike? Yeah. Do you ride it? Yeah. You're a cyclist. There's no measure here.
All right. Let's roll. All right, you guys. Have a good one.
Aller from Minnesota and Hall from Detroit cycled about 3,300 miles to get to Pittsburgh. They started on the Oregon coast. Before their final piece down the Great Allegheny Passage and C&O Canal Trails to Washington, D.C., I sat down with Aller to talk more about their low-carbon crossings trip. The first thing I asked her, why choose biking to spread their message?
Biking it's a great low-carbon way to travel. It's something I love to do, so some of this is also about sharing my love of biking and the possibility that biking doesn't just have to be something you do for a short distance. You can really take a vacation on your bicycle. You also learn to do with less. I didn't realize it till partway through the trip that it really was also for me an exercise in what do I really need to have. And by doing this with biking, it also lets us engage with different people. People who enjoy biking that might well be concerned about climate change, but they don't think of themselves that way.
Your trip is sponsored in part by Citizens Climate Lobby. So what are you and they trying to achieve?
We don't always realize what kind of political power we do have. As citizens, we've often given that away to large lobbying organizations or lobbying interests without thinking about the fact that we as individuals have that responsibility and that power to be going to talk to our legislators. And it doesn't matter whether that representative is the person I voted for or not, they represent me. And it is still my responsibility to let them know that I'm concerned about this issue and to provide them with opportunities to do something about it. So with Citizens Climate Lobby, we have a proposal called Carbon Fee and Dividend. It is putting a price on carbon at its source and giving the money back to households. We start with $15 a ton per carbon pollution in the first year, and then it rises by $10 a ton every year. And that fee is applied at the source, at the well, at the mine, at the port of entry. So it's where fossil fuels enter our economy. Then we take all of that revenue and we refund it back to households. It gets distributed on an even basis, so it isn't based on how much carbon you use. Everyone gets the same amount back. And that offsets that rising cost of everything because fossil fuels are built into all of the things that we buy and all the things that we use on a daily basis. Especially for low-income houses, to me, that's one of the pieces that I really like about it, is that it helps keep it from being overly burdensome on the poor, which many times if we add a tax or a fee to something, they pay a higher price than others.
Everybody could use their dividend for whatever they chose.
Exactly. I don't tell you how to spend your money. You can spend it any way that you want to. If I want to put it into more insulation in my house that helps lower my energy costs, I can do that. If I want to invest it in solar energy, I can do that. And for businesses, that then means, for one, by being a steadily rising cost, they can plan for it in their long-range plans. It's not something that happens overnight. They know that fossil fuels will steadily get more expensive, so they start shifting their businesses to a lower carbon way of doing things. And many people are impacted most by pricing when they make their decisions on purchasing things. So things that have a higher carbon footprint will be more expensive than things with a lower carbon footprint. And people are going to buy the things that have the lower carbon footprint because they're the least expensive.
And so when you get to D.C., what will happen or what's the sort of end game?
There will be volunteers from Citizens Climate Lobby coming from all over the country for our Congressional Education Days. So this was timed to be there as people were coming in for that. So we'll have a day of education and then a day of lobbying on the Hill. And actually, Ryan and I will each meet with the legislators that we are constituents for, as well as going to certain ones that we spent more time in those states or that seem like a particularly important person that we want to talk to based on stories we've heard and people we've talked to in their state.
Yeah, part of this is talking to people in the places where you stop and you ride through. So What have been some of your favorite moments along the way?
There have been, you know, tons of people that really are hungering for something new or concerned about climate change and want to know what they can do about it. And some of the important things we've done, even more than what we have to say, is bringing people together within the community, and they find out what else is already happening in their community. So they connect with each other right away, and that's really exciting to see. We've also had some conversations with people that either think climate change is not an issue or that it's just something natural and it's not something they're concerned about. And those have been really delightful conversations as well. I've found those very helpful because we've had very cordial and friendly conversations. Sometimes it's because they're a biker. That's how we started the conversation. Some of them just think we're crazy. But the conversation comes around to things like, well, but yes, I'm concerned about what happens for my children and grandchildren, or we need to be taking better care of our environment, or just, I respect the fact that you have a conviction that you would, that I would spend all this time biking across the country for. So we've come to places where we could continue this conversation, and sometimes I wish I had more time to keep talking to them, because we can find common ground around something. And if the term climate change is offensive to someone, I can throw those words away and we can find something else to talk about that I think will still move us forward, that we'll find ways to get along. And I think people, after watching the presidential election that has been so contentious and argumentative, people are really hungry for civil conversations and to just, you know, enjoy talking to each other and finding out where we agree and disagree and seeing where we have common ground and helping move us forward as a nation.
Of course, you're carrying this message and you're talking to people, but what are you getting out of it personally?
One thing was the physical challenge of, you know, I wanted to bike across the country to see if I could do it, and I have. I also have gained so much hope from all the people that we have talked to, that I really think that people want to do the right thing. I have no doubt that humanity is good at heart and that we have the ability to do these things, and that if we can just keep more of these civil conversations, we're going in the right way. And if we can have more of those people engaged in our political system, and I think that it has engaged more people than maybe had thought about it before. But the amazing interactions with people and the kindness and generosity of complete strangers for us is very hopeful.
You must be exhausted.
I'm looking forward to finishing the ride and going home, having my own bed, knowing that I will sleep in it every night, and being able to have my own kitchen, knowing I can cook my food in a kitchen and where to find the pots and pans. So I'm really glad that we did this. I'm so grateful to have had Ryan to join me in this journey. And I have really come to admire him as a friend and as a young person. I'm tired and I'm looking forward to the end, but I'm so happy that I had this opportunity. And once I get home, I've already got two presentations lined up to be talking about what I've learned on the bike trip.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.